The American West has inspired countless artists. That holds especially true for one prominent artist from the region. Gabe Leonard is a Gillette native who calls himself the cinematic artist. His canvases feature noir scenes of cowboys, saloon girls, and gangsters. And his collectors have a style to match, among them Quentin Tarantino. Leonard frequently returns to Wyoming to reimmerse himself in its landscape and culture. During his most recent visit, Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler sat down with him to talk about his artworks and their beginnings.
So, how did you first start out?
I was working at Macy's folding shirts for minimum wage, which was the only job I could find, and struggling to get by. And I went with a roommate of mine down on the boardwalk at Venice Beach one day and saw some artists selling their artwork down there. And it kind of dawned on me that if they can be doing this, so could I. So I got my portfolio, went down to the boardwalk, laid out a blanket on the ground, and set up my stuff. And I made $9. Some color copies from Kinko's that I made. It cost me $6 to park, but it was still profitable, a $3 profit. It was kind of a proof of concept of like, oh, maybe I can make a few bucks, and I needed all the few bucks I could get.
Was there any moment that you were selling your art on the pier or on the ground and you thought, I just can't do this anymore? Like you really wanted to give up?
I had nothing to give up to. There was no backup plan. This was the only thing that worked for me. There was no job that paid better. So if I didn't make money selling it that way, I'd have to figure out how to do it somewhere else. So there was never a thought that I would be able to quit. It's like, you know, how do I quit having brown hair?
What is it about the cowboy or Western America? What about that is connecting with you, and why is it coming through in your art?
Well, a lot of that comes from, you know, growing up in Wyoming. And when I started doing the outlaw stuff, I was in my early 30s. At the time, I was also interested in history, and I was reading up and studying a lot of the American history, and especially in the West and around where I grew up. And growing up here, I didn't appreciate it at the time. I wasn't really interested in what happened here. And I started imagining what it would be like to be in Wyoming in the late 1800s, you know, with no electricity and no running water. So I thought, what if I created these characters that had that rough sort of attitude about themselves? And I drew upon just my own experience of people I grew up with, the environment that I grew up in, and I sort of put that into those paintings. I wasn't really angling to have Western art. I wanted it to have that as a sort of a theme that was going on, but I wanted it to, the main thrust of it to be the personalities and the attitudes of the people that were there.
So how has your work changed from then to now?
The work was really more focused on referencing from specific historical characters and people, and I think my work now, especially in the outlaw Wild West genre, is more metaphorical. If you'd have like an American mythology, that would be more of what it is. I think the Western cowboy character is something that's uniquely American. So I use those things as a storytelling device, or maybe a philosophical point of view, without overburdening somebody with a bunch of high and mighty, you know, points of view. So there's a lot of ambiguity in what I put into the work as far as like the storylines, and so people can read what they want to read into it.
And you're from Gillette. Why is it important for you to come back here every so often?
It helps me to reconnect with those memories and those ideas. The farther you get away from your past, the more you romanticize it and you forget things. So just coming back, especially when I come back in the winter, it helps. It reminds me of what it was like to be here, like in things you forget, like the way the snow looks, the different types of snow, the smells, all those sort of things. Like, and that goes into like any part of creating the artwork. The more connection I can have to it, the better and deeper the work becomes.
How do you see your work evolving in the future?
I'm always looking for better ways to do things, more efficient ways. I do lots of things besides all the outlaw and Wild West stuff. I'm working on an idea that involves people doing tough jobs, like I've called, kind of tentatively calling it grit, which involves some of the oil field workers that I've painted recently, and the coal trucks and mines. And I'm looking to do some firefighters and Forest Service characters and stuff. I'm always interested in broadening the horizons of what I do. One thing I don't really want to do is be pigeonholed into doing, you know, just Western stuff, because if you do something like that, anything for too long, for too much, you can burn out with it and get tired of your own work. And so I'm trying to keep main goal is to keep things fresh and interesting for me, and find things to do that allow me to learn more about what's going on around me or more about myself.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler speaking with artist Gabe Leonard.